you know, things are getting serious when you know things are getting serious when they start attacking you, and you're not really anybody. You're just the average Joe. But the difference between you and the average Joe is you sought truth your whole life. You were willing to change job. You were willing to lose jobs, lose careers, lose a wife, lose family, bloodline, everything. Willing to lose everything to find the truth, because the truth will set you free. And not only do you know it's getting bad when that happens, when your country's in debt, trillions of dollars, which is all fake money anyway, when the price of food doubles and triples overnight, when people don't want to work, when the temps make more than the full-time people, when the Uber job pays more than a regular job, you know it's bad when a 1,000 people try to rent a small space. You know it's bad when everybody around you is talking about changing definitions of words. It's ridiculous. And changing genders. What's that about? That's stupid. That's insanity. You know it's bad just by opening your eyes and getting up out of bed and looking around you. And so, people spend all this time running from God, running from the truth, running from His Word, running from reality, really. Because it's the flesh mind. The flesh mind does not want to worship God. The flesh mind wants to be the center of the universe. If I tell you every person is per the Son, every person is per the Son, that means Jesus, through Jesus, God made all things, even every human that ever existed. And so it's encoded in the words. The reason they're attacking the words, there's this truck in front of me. It's got 33 on the back. The same age Jesus went to the cross. The reason you see 33 or CC everywhere, closed caption, you see 33s everywhere that you look. Carolina Corporation or something. See, some kind of air conditioning corporation where this, the name is just CC, or some kind of electrical or plumbing business where the name is CC. You know, the reason you see that everywhere. I just looked at a sign, Crazy Crab. It's because it's 33, the age that Jesus went to the cross. Jesus is being preached everywhere at all times. Let the whole earth be filled with the glory of God. So the preaching of Jesus is everywhere. If you need to change your name, go change your name. God changed people's names. In the book of Revelation, He gives you a new name. Jesus gave people a new name, His disciples. Women change their last name all the time when they get married. And if you marry a woman who wants you to change your last name to match hers, that's a big red flag. You don't marry her. That's trouble with a capital T. She's upside down. That marriage will not last. It will not work. She is the anti. If a woman wants you to change your last name to match her last name, she's the Antichrist. Playing out in 3D script. The woman takes on the man's identity, period. It doesn't matter if you like it or not, it's reality. You have to figure out why God created you and what your role is and what your duty is in this life. And if God removes that kind of person out of your life, praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, like I said before, in this matrix system, matrix, matriarch, system, sister, it represents the flesh. I'm not saying that a saved woman doesn't have the spirit. I'm saying that the system is weakness. And the reason the system collapses and becomes its own worst enemy is because it attacks itself. It hates itself. It has no identity. It's the horizontal plane, the whore plane. The horizontal plane needs the upright plane, but won't admit it and does a reverse psyop to make you think you need them. It's upside down. It's a mind game. It's MK Ultra. Where did MK Ultra mind control come from? The flesh mind. You know it's bad when you go into a church and the church leadership speaking the same corporate speak, corporate talk, corporate verbiage as the corporations. When the church starts speaking like the corporations, the dead corporations, you know you got a problem. When you go to church and all they're talking about is football and basketball, you know you got a problem. One of the reasons they might do it is because most people on the church pew are bored with doctrine and truth, and they just give them some fluff just to keep them. Come on Sunday, come on Saturday, we're gonna have some breakfast. We're gonna talk about playing games. We're not talking about how to get out of debt and all that. We're just going to play games. We're going to have a bunch of fun. Fun is distraction. Let's go have, let's meet, come over here to the church Thursday night. We're going to have some fun. Fun is a distraction, people. They want you so active on your job, in your church, in life, raising your kids, that you can't think. That you can't see through the box. That you can't, you're so active you can't hear from God. You're so busy you can't hear from God. So when you cut the noise off, you cut the TV off. I cut the TV off 30 years ago. And when you cut the TV off, they call you crazy. When you cut the music off, they call you crazy. When you cut the noise off and the bars off and the entertainment off, they call you crazy. When you start decoding this reality, they call you crazy. Why? Because you're leaving the box. You're birthing out of the box. And they don't want you to leave because that's the cult mindset. If you leave a cult, they call you every name in the book, right? If you were to join the... what's that thing that actor is in? That science religion, whatever it is. I forget the name of it. So you join that science religion that actor's in, that famous actor. Tom Cruise. Okay, you join his science religion, but then you decide to leave. They want to kill you. They got people following you. You got people harassing you. They want you to come back, but you're not going back. They don't want you to leave. Have you ever noticed your jobs don't want you to leave? They don't want to treat you right, but they don't want you to leave. What's that about? It's all legalism. It's all law. It's all, there's no grace. Your 40 hours a week is like 40 hours in the wilderness. At least God gave grace during that time, but they don't give you grace. It's law, it's work, it's sweat, it's blood, sweat, and tears, it's sacrifice. This is why if you work 50 hours a week, you enter into the promised land, the age of Jubilee, the age of Jubilee if you work 50 hours a week. That's all you have to do is work an extra 10 hours somewhere, and you'll be in the age of Jubilee because your base pay should cover all your expenses and all. Age of Jubilee. It's all patterned. It's all type and shadow. It's all a storyline, and you're in series after Christ. It's all ready written. It's already written. And these agents don't even know they're agents. Some of them do. But because you're not a part of the system, this is what I'm talking about. When you step out of the system, they attack you and call you crazy. But they're the ones crazy because they're the ones in bondage and slavery and in a 666 box that they can't escape. And they think they're out of it, but they're still in it. They're actually promoting the system with lies.